show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Today on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast, it was very much a show that we had planned and produced and ready to go that we had to throw out the window because about 30 minutes before we went live on air, we heard the tragic news that Olivia Newton-John had passed away, losing her long-running battle with breast cancer at the age of 73.
Some beautiful tributes on social media, online, everywhere for this beautiful woman from people that had never even met her because she just had such an impact on people worldwide.
One person who did meet her and knew her very well is Randall Kleiser. He was the guy who directed Grease, her breakout role, and his beautiful tribute to Olivia Newton-John. He told us direct down the phone, live from his home. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. So hang about for that, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast on a pretty sad day. It is Cliffo and Gabby on what is a very sad morning after the breaking news that Olivia Newton-John, Dame Olivia Newton-John, has passed away at the age of 73.
I'm feeling like the day that Princess Diana passed away. Like, this is so sad, and the whole country is going to be mourning this. To tell us a little more of the details, we know Dean McCarthy from LA is on with us right now. How are you, Dean?
Oh, guys, good morning. What a sad, sad day for everyone here in Hollywood and, of course, back home. Olivia Newton-John, an icon, a legend, beloved. She has battled breast cancer for 30 years, more than 30 years, actually, and today she passed away peacefully in her sleep, according to a close source at her ranch here in California. Just seconds ago, John Travolta actually posted on social media, literally a minute ago, he said, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. Yours from the moment I saw you and forever. You're Danny, you're John." And I think we've all been kind of, you know, no one really would know her as well as John Travolta. And it's just so sad that this has happened today.
She really was not only Australia's sweetheart, but of course, where you are, the United States, you guys really adopted her. She was loved the world across, Dean.
She was. She was such a legend. I mean, everything from her music back in the 70s to obviously starring in Grease. She's just been an icon. Physical, you know, that song Physical in 1981 was number one for 10 weeks. It broke every record in the 1980s. And it's still the coolest song you could ever imagine. So she, her legend and legacy will live on forever. And it is a very, very sad day here in around the world. Really.
And that's not the only legacy she's leaving behind as well. She did so much charity work when it comes to cancer research. She had her own foundation and she has done a mass amount in that world since she had cancer, well, first diagnosed 30 years ago too.
I know. So sending good vibes to her family. She had one child, Chloe Rose is her name, and so she will live on through her, I suppose. Yeah.
All right. It is definitely a shocking morning the world across. Dean McCarthy with the reaction over in LA. And when we heard the news, first thing I said to you, Gabby, was John Travolta's going to be absolutely heartbroken. And for you to share his words this morning, Dean, we thank you so much for that. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Randall Kleiser was the director of Grease, obviously Olivia's breakout role, and he actually joins us right now from the States. Randall, all of our hearts here in Australia are breaking over the news about Olivia Newton-John. You had a very beautiful friendship with her. Did you have any words you'd like to say in tribute?
Well, Olivia was, so many times people talk about somebody who is warm and human and friendly and perfect and all that, and it's all kind of like overblown. But in her case, it was really true. I mean, I knew her for over 40 years and never heard her say anything mean about anybody. She was always full of love and always helping people. And I'm really upset because she's probably one of the most beautiful people I've ever met, and now she's gone.
Everything she did, from, you know, Grease to, you know, her work in helping people with cancer and people who are ill, her charity work, everything she did, she sort of popped out of the screen or popped out of the speakers. It sounds like she was like that in life too. She was just a human who really, you know, popped out and had a sort of an X factor with everyone she dealt with.
That's true. You know, I saw her with so many people, with fans, with friends, and she was always the same. And the way she came across on film and on television shows and in her singing was exactly the way she was off camera. I mean, there was zero difference between her persona, public persona, and her private. She was just an amazing person, unlike anyone I've ever met.
She was a superstar in every facet of her life. And thank you so much for your words today, Randall. Being a friend of hers, our hearts go out to you. We'd love to give you a hug and hope that you're keeping yourself well today.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
My Kitchen Rules is back, baby. It's back on our screens and it started again Sunday night. This time around, Manu is seated next to Nigella, which is such a great pairing. And Manu joins us right now. How are you?
Bonjour. Very good. Yourself?
Really good. Poor Manu having to sit there next to Nigella Lawson, one of the world's most loved personalities.
It's absolutely horrible. No, she's a beautiful lady, a ray of sunshine, just makes the show amazing.
Amazing. Have you started calling it a microwave?
Yes, that's it. It sounds very French to me, so it was easy for me to say.
Here's that audio.
But I still need a bit of milk, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Oh, the way she says it.
It's amazing.
Microwave. Not that you'd see much of that on MKR. It's good to have a rest sometimes, isn't it, Manu? It's been in hiatus for a couple of years, but MKR's back bigger and better than ever. You must be excited to be getting back into people's kitchens.
Yeah, it's nice to be back on the horse, to be honest with you. Yeah, having a couple of years off was, you know, very welcome, I suppose. You know, I spent a lot of time with my wife and kids, which was brilliant, but I was ready to go back to work, so I'm very excited.
How often do you go back to France?
I'm going back this September, and I haven't been back for 4 years because of COVID and stuff, but I'm looking forward to it.
What's the difference between French cuisine and what you get plated up on My Kitchen Rules? Not the dishes themselves, but when it comes to the quality, the flavour, the experience.
Because the French are considered the best, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a funny question to ask because you can't really compare. French food is the best food in the world. I think it's just history, you know. We've been cooking good food for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. You guys got discovered 300 years ago, you know?
Yeah, true.
We're relatively fresh.
We're still learning.
Unfortunately, the base of your cuisine is English, so it's, you know, it can't be good.
Unfortunately!
It's bangers and mash and toad in the hole. Manu, what is, like, because obviously, you know, you eat some amazing food on MKR and you are, you know, French and talking about the French food there. What is the most basic, down-to-earth thing you eat? Like, the most, I guess, horrible, processed thing? Like, what I'm thinking is, you know, those little plastic cheese slices? Like, the singles that come in little plastic or whatever?
Yeah, not every meal can be gourmet.
Yeah, is there anything like that you eat that you just like a microwave sausage roll or something that you just go, well, this is as lazy as I get?
You know what? People ask me those questions a lot, all the time.
Oh,
I'm exactly like you guys. It's not because I'm a chef that I eat gourmet food every day. And if there's patty pies and little sausage rolls, I'll dive in, mate.
How do you feel about fairy bread?
Oh, no. There's one thing I don't like either. It's porridge. I can't stand porridge.
Porridge. You'd do terribly on Big Brother or something like that.
You'd be a horrible little bear. Manu, MKR, it's one of those classic Aussie TV shows. I'm off for a few years and so excited to have it back with the beautiful Nigella Lawson. And you're not so bad yourself, Manu Fidel.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. Big love and thanks for your time.
Cheers for having me.
There she is.
The next unmasked celebrity on Masked Singer last night was revealed, and it was, of course, Lisa Curry, Australian icon. She joins us right now. How are you, Lisa?
Good morning, thanks. I've just had the best night last night. I wish I could have kept going. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and
you look like you're having fun.
You did. And sorry to change the tune, but, you know, Gabby said it there. You are an Aussie icon. And I don't know if you've heard the breaking news this morning, but I thought this is worth mentioning to you because I think you are an icon, but another icon in Australia, in Olivia Newton-John, has passed away overnight, aged 73. I was just wondering if you've heard this news, because I'm sure if you have, like all Australians, you'd be pretty shocked by that.
Yeah, I did hear early this morning, and, you know, it's so sad to lose one of our Australian and the world's icons.
Mm.
But, you know, you've got to remember, too, that everyone's going to go. No one knows when our last day is, and you've got to have fun, and you've got to do what you want to do every single day and live your life to the full, because we don't know when our last day is going to be.
Did you ever meet Olivia?
No, funnily enough,
wow.
You know, one of the few people I haven't met. So, such a beautiful human being.
Mm.
Yeah,
thank you
for sharing those words.
Yeah, that is such a beautiful sentiment, and coming from you, so beautiful as well. Because you did sing "Cloudy Day" last night, as we just heard, and when it was revealed it was you, Lisa, you had all of the panel in tears, knowing that you were singing potentially about your late daughter. Is that who you were thinking about when you were singing?
I wasn't thinking about anything other than trying to remember the words, to be honest, and trying to move in that suit, which was very limited movement, because it's not natural for someone who doesn't sing on stage to be able to sing on stage. You know, there's so much to consider. In fact, I nearly missed my cue because the crowd was screaming so loud. So, firstly, apologies to Tones and I. But it is a great song. It's a happy song, but it's just about, you know, finding the joy in every day.
Yeah. Why did you decide to do the show, Lisa? Because, of course, you know, we know you as a champion swimmer. Singing, not really what we know you for. So how did the show come about, and, yeah, why did you agree to do it?
Well, you're right. Singing is not my thing. But I like most Australians, I love to sing. I'm not very good at it. We do have karaoke every now and again in our place.
Karaoke.
I love that.
Karaoke. And I usually belt out You're the Voice by John Farnham after a couple of wines. So at least now I have a few more songs to add to my repertoire of karaoke. But, you know, like most things, you only get asked to do these things once. So if you don't take the opportunity, it may never come around again. So it was such good fun. I had the best time.
Mm. Lisa Curry, last night she was revealed as the caterpillar in The Masked Singer. Thank you so much for talking to us, and thank you for sharing your sentiments this morning after the passing of Olivia Newton-John. Really appreciate your words. Yep. Lisa Curry, big love.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
It's Friday's live rap battle with Cliffo and Gabby.
If you want to head along to R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live in Brisbane on November 11, you need to wrap your way there. You could be getting a double pass and a $2,000 travel voucher. So we do rap battles every day. Mm. And then out of the four that go on the standby list Monday to Thursday, we pick the best rap who wins this entire prize.
So we got Joe and Joel lined up today. JJ, that's a little rappy in and of itself. Do you feel a bit like Dicko or Marsha here?
I do.
Because we're kind of on the judging panel.
Maybe even like more like The Voice, because we can't see them.
Oh, I like
we're
it.
Just listening. Are we going to turn our chair?
Get us a big red chair. rapper number one, it's Homegirl Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
How you feeling, Joe? You've got your confidence going.
Yeah, getting there.
No spaghetti on your mum's spaghetti on your sweater.
Not today.
Okay, cool.
It's a tenuous link right there. Joe, you are our battler number one for day two of R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live, the rap battles. Joe, the stage is yours whenever you're ready. Hit us.
Okay, walking into the concert in 2016, I get a drinking in public fine. Ain't that just mean?
Ooh.
Wasn't enough to dull the R&B Fridays Live shine, so I went back every year till 2019. 22 tickets, please, Cliffo and Gabby, I implore, so I can see Ashanti, TLC, and my main man, Macklemore.
That's
oh my
so
God!
Good.
That was great!
All right.
I like how you changed it to 2019. That was
well done.
Fancy.
Joel, you've heard your competitor, mate. You ready to step it up?
Yeah, I'm ready for war.
Ready for war.
It's on!
Joel, all right. Hit us. Take the stage.
All right. Yo, I'm about to spit some bars, so listen up. All you other rappers out there, yeah, your gig is up. I'm chasing those tickets to hear Craig David because I'm sick, but I don't have COVID. See, I'm the rap of the battle, the cream of the crop. I'm the number one iron free Friday lover. All you others are flop. The boys on site love me because I bring tuned. How's about passing some tickets so I can spread the news?
Oh,
so
that was good
again.
Too.
Oh, this is a hard one today.
Oh, this is a hard one.
Now, you and I, in case we are at loggerheads, we do have producer Hayley as the deciding vote on standby.
Yeah.
Hayley, have you got a clear favourite if we do have to throw to you?
Oh, that's a tough one. But okay. Yes, I do have one in mind.
Okay, so
on three, I reckon
we say it.
Who
okay.
we think it should be.
So you go 3, 2, 1, and
then
after
we say
one,
it.
We say the name. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Joe!
Oh, yay!
Joe!
Yeah! Well done, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
Joe, you were also great.
Not all good.
Joel, I mean, testament to how good you are, we had a backup judge on standby. Joel, thanks for having a crack at it. But Joe, mate, you're on that short list. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys.
Someone's going to win those tickets on Friday, so get those raps ready. Six lines is all you have to prepare
so good.
Our next rap battle tomorrow morning after 7:30 on Hits.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
I have a double hack for you today. So this is the lazy girl hack. So it actually makes life easier with less effort. That is the aim of these hacks.
This is such a hack that it's two for one. Like it's two for one.
It's
a twofer. That's kind of a hack in and of itself.
Yeah, don't get too excited because the first one is a little bit stupid, but I just wanted to add it in there anyway.
Oh, darling, they all
are. And the
are.
Second one's a bit more
we just humor you.
Helpful. So the first one was just something that happened to me last week because I've had this horrific cough that has been just annoying me for about 3 weeks now. It won't go away. And I was lying on the couch while talking to hubby Nev. So I was lying on my stomach while talking to him and I started coughing and he started laughing. And he said to me, well, there's a hack for you. If you can't twerk, just lie on your stomach and cough. Because it does the same thing. So there you go. There's a hubby Nev hack for you. And that's the stupid one. Let's move on to the actual helpful one.
And that's the last hubby Nev hack that will pass through the keeper.
It looks like you're twerking. Anyway, the actual helpful one. You know how you go onto Facebook and or Instagram even, but all these stupid ads keep popping up. If there's one thing that you've looked at
for five seconds
too long and it'll just keep popping up every day.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So we Googled a cruise. Like we went on the P&O website and Googled a cruise.
If you Googled it, you're buggered.
We are stuffed, mate. Both my wife and I.
Cruises
on
everywhere.
On InstaFacey,
cruises
everywhere.
Well, I have this stupid neck stretcher contraption that I happened to just stop and watch the video because I was like, what is this? And now it is showing up everywhere. And I figured out you can actually get rid
stretcher.
Of it. I know. It helps you like stretch your neck out to stop the tension or something from chiropractors. I don't know.
All right. Well,
but if you want to get rid of
for
it,
another day to discuss.
If you want to get rid of it, it's actually really simple. And I only just happened to stumble across this. You go to your settings on Facebook, and can you please do this as I talk?
Yeah, so sure.
You
so hold click, on, no, 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 no.
You go into the app. You click on your little photo icon in the bottom right corner. You then go to your settings. If you scroll down, there's a thing called ads, and you can click on ad preferences.
Yeah.
And it'll come up with a whole list of ads you've seen most recently, and you can get rid of them. So if there's one ad that is just pestering you every single time you open Facebook,
nice.
You can say, hide that particular one.
Or, you know, if you're particularly into something, like, I don't know, for me, it might be like Scarlett Johansson. Like deliberately
don't hide that one.
Google that a lot. And then it'll pop up on your feed more and more. And
isn't
you're
that a hack
always
for you?
Happy.
Triple
you know?
Hack.
Another hack. Another hack. All right, let's do the showdown. We got free activewear to give away right now. $100 worth of Active Truth activewear. So you can spend it on whatever you want.
I really enjoy the tights with the phone pocket.
Oh, you girls in your pockets.
I know. Oh, my God.
Something's got pockets.
Honestly, we have gone so many years without pockets that anything with a pocket is the most exciting thing ever.
Man,
like, I've got
back
pockets
going,
in my dress right now.
Pockets are great.
Woo!
Why haven't you been pocketing for years?
Right?
We love pockets.
We should have been pocketing forever.
How's that though? Tights with pockets.
Put
if you
your
like
phone
the sound
and
of that,
keys in there. Off
you go. 13, 10, 60. So it's five. It's so easy. It's just five super simple trivia questions. Best of five. Boom. $100 to spend on the Active Truth, so
Dunskies.
You can use it yourself, gift it to someone, whatever. But if you want $100 worth of free activewear, 131060. The showdown coming up after your 7 o'clock news briefing and the latest on this awful news, the passing of Dame Olivia Newton-John at the age of 73. The very latest from the newsroom next on HIT. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday the 10th of August. It's worth 1,000 buckaroos, Gaps.
Yeah, we always give you an answer. The answer today has a questionable drawing next to it, but it is Kosciuszko.
It is a stipulation that producer Hayley draws a little picture of
the
clue every day.
She must always do a drawing. And Kosciuszko's a toughie, I guess.
She drew mountains, but then wrote, "These are mountains," next to it.
If you have to write, "These are mountains," it's not a good job.
Like, I didn't think they were snow-covered breasts. Like, they look like mountains to me, but Kosciuszko. So Cage, letter Kosciuszko, your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on HIT. The HIT Breakfast Show.